Yeah, daf samach beis hamadale, four lines from the bottom. Itma hoyu loy bonim umeisu. He had children and then they died. Abune omar kiyem. Abune says he was mekayim piyev v'rivye. Rabbi Yochanan omar loy kiyem. He wasn't mekayim piyev v'rivye. Abune omar kiyem mishum daravasi. Doma Ravasi ain ben David bo at sheyichlu kol neshamesh shebeguf. What does Rashi say? Klaima. Time of the Pirya Verivya, the whole reason of Pirya Verivya mishum da Ravasi. That what? That all the high, even the notlu al yodoi min neshamesh shebeoisei oitzer sheshmeguf, that is the mitzvah of Pirya V'Rivya, to be moitzi the neshamos shebeguf. Shenema ki ruach melofona yatoif uneshamos ani osisi. I saw in Ben Yayoda, where do we see this in the pasuk? She says a beautiful taich. Ki ruach melofona, he says, this is going on ruach, ruchai shal Mashiach. V'nocholav ruach Hashem ruachoch mabino. Yatoif is a loshen ichu, atufim. Ki ruach milafonai, the ruach that should come from me, the ruchay shal Mashiach, yatoif, is nisacher. Why? Because nishomis, ki nishomis ani yasisi mikvar, I made nishomis, and then the oitzer haguf, and before Mashiach will come, all these neshamas have to go out. Ein ben David bo at sheyichlo neshamas shabuf. Let us see the Taisvus Yeshanim. Taime da amrinen il malay Yisrael meshamrim shtei shabosays miyad nigolim ba loy tzarich sheyichlo kol neshamas shabuf. So what's going to happen? The Rebbeim should make all of a sudden multiple births, and the neshama shebeguf would be used up quickly. We see from Rav Asi that there's two types of neshamas. There's neshamas of, there's a nishmas zohar and a nishmas nekeve. And therefore, one isn't mekayim the mitzvah till he has a zohar and a nekeve, because there are nishmas zohorim there's nishmas zohorim in the guf and nishmas nekeves in the guf. And that is the key in a mitzvah, to take out one nishmas zohar and one nishmas nekeve. A raya that there are two types of neshamis, tachsam it's brought down, that Yitzchak by the Akeda was polcha nishmasai, and it came into manu neshamim. And it's brought down, I think in Egdal Yohu brings down, that before the Akeda, Yitzchak Avinu had a neshama of an Akeda. So therefore it was impossible for him to be moilit. After the Akedah, when it was Polcha Nishmosoi, and he got a new Nishama, then he got a new Nishama of a Zohar. So the whole Hamshach of Yitzchak Avinu came through the Polcha Nishmosoi. So Kaponim, there are two types of Nishamas. If Rabbi Yochanan Omar Loiki Yempi Yivaribye, Leshevish Yitzhar Abinu Boleke. No, the purpose of Pirya V'Rivya is to be Miyashiv Da'ilam. So if these children die, so there's no Kiyim of Pirya V'Rivya. Meisvei, so the Gemara Sakashem, Bnei Bonim, Areihem Kibonim. We learned a Baraisa that says that Bnei Bonim, Areihem Kibonim. So what is the Kashya? So let us see Rashi. Nebonim areim kibonim, kasal kedaitoch, shemeis hazochor, oyanekeve. That a person had as, two children, a zochor and anekeve. Toho yoloi ben, sheyitztarev im achois oviv. And now, his father died, the zochor died. Toho yoloi ben, sheyitztarev im achois oviv. or the Nikeva died, and there was a ben, Oyim Achi Imoy. The mother died, and now, so there was a ben. Is Ein Avi Ha'ov Chayiv Oid Bepiyev Eribye. So the grandfather, that means that he had first, the father had first a son and a daughter. Now, one of these children died, and he left over a grandson. So Memele, so it says, B'nei Bonim Areyem Kebonim, so he could be Mitzarev, the grandson with the child that's left over, and it's, they still have two children. V'taime, Shohoyu Leila Meis Ben, and the only reason is because there's a Hera Ben, and there's Aloche, B'nei Bonim Areyem Kebonim. But if he would not leave over a ben like him, the shev is binon, the koshel arav hune. So you see, klal, there's a din tashlumim, and if one of the children died, you want mikayim. No, you need aloch of nebonim areim kebonim. So the Gemara says kisan yahi lahashlum. No, this baraisa is speaking about something else. Let us see Rashi. Kisan yahi lahashlum kigoin shloi hoyo loy lezokin elo benecho. The zokin only had one son. Vinosa ben ishe boilid bas is part of a zokin. So now the zokin is part of a mitzvah spirit. Rivye shrei hishlim zeh schevosoi. Because to that his son had a daughter, Solomaisa, so we considered that he brought a Zocha and a Keva Boilam. Avoli, Havoli, Mikor, Zocha and a Keva, Fulumaisa, Beloibonim, Kiyim, Piva, Ribye. So it's no Raya from this Baraisa to Rabbi Yochanan. Meisvei. So the Moses says, I'll ask you a Kasha from another Baraisa. B'nei Bonim, Areyim, Kibonim, one Aloch. Then that's if they left over b'nei bonim. Meis echad mehem. What if they didn't leave over b'nei bonim? Meis echad mehem. What if one of the children died? Oishen nimtzo soris, or if he's alive. And by missing not nimtzo soris, and the Tosefta says oishen nasa soris. If he became a soris, he was born a shom. He became a soris. Leikayim piya v'rivyem. Is tiyufte deravune tiyufte. So it's a tiyufte deravune. B'nei bonim areim kebonim. Now we have aloch. So now we know that the aloch of b'nei bonim areim kebonim was said legabi the mitzvah of piyah v'rivyeh. If one of the children died, is aloch of b'nei bonim areim kebonim. So Abaye lameima. So Abaye held as follows. But the halacha of b'nei bonim areim kebonim means as follows. Bro lebro. If he had a son and the son died and left over a son. Ubrato lebrato. Or he had a daughter and the daughter died, he left over a daughter. Bechol shkein bro lebrato. In avada gibis, if he had a daughter and the daughter died and he left over a son, that's good. Avol brato lebro loy. But if the son left over a daughter, it's no good. Amalei rova l'sheves yitzor reboi v'ikar. Now, let us see Taisvis. V'chol shkein bro lebat, brato. So Taisvis says, afal gap. So what did Abaye say? Abaye said as follows. Abaye said, if the father had a son and a daughter, and now the daughter died. So if she left over a daughter, good. If she left over a son, gewaldig. She left over a son, very good. So Lemaise says, so what is the grandfather left over with? He's left over with one son and one grandson. That's what happened. Koshkein bro lebrato. His daughter died and she left over a son. So that's a badig of his good. So the grandfather is left over with one son and one grandson. That's it. And he's Mekayim Pei V'Rivye. So Taisvis asks, Aval Gav Zomrin La'el, Ein Shnei Schorim Chashuvim Keben Obas. The two Schorim are not equal to a Ben and a Bas. Need a Ben and a Bas. Kibul Yosei Shaloylam. הוכו שבו מקויח מי שפוטרוסוי מפיריה וריביה, פשיט דקוי שפר הבן במוקים הבאס. Now let us understand what Tosfos is saying. The Taz in Simen Aleph of Kotten Zion explains Shitas HaTosfos as follows. He says that Be'emison, we heard a Gemara before, Rab Nosson had said, according to Beis Hillel, that if he had one child, he's also Mekayim Piriya V'Rivya, because he said, Shenema Lo Yisoyu V'ro L'Sheves Yitzora V'Ovad Lo Sheves. One child is Eiv to be Miyashiv the Olam. So what do we see from Rab Nosson? We see from Rab Nosson that the Emerson Sheves mitzadatzmoi, the word of l'sheves yitzore. One child is also your mekayim sheves. The kiyum of sheves, one kiyum mekayim of one child also. La halacha we paskin, that the mitzvah piriya v'rivya is not a kiyum of sheves. A kiyum of sheves, you could have one child. Also, it was miyashiv doylam. The mitzvah piriya v'rivya is kibiyoshei shaloylam. We have to duplicate just like the Eilam was created with a Zoch and a Keiv, so the mitzvah Piriv is also to Shtelzo Zoch and a Keiv. Finished. That is the mitzvah of Piriv Arivia. A person had a Zoch and a Keiv, it was Mekayim Piriv Arivia. Now, we have here a member of Rabbi Yochanan. Now this mitzvah Piriv Arivia is a Tanai in this mitzvah. That the Piriv Arivia that he was Mekayim has to have a Hamshoche. That means if they'll die, becomes bottled the mitzvah. He has to have hamshocha. Now, kan shoyel haben, does the hamshocha have to have the gdorim of mitzvah spiriya v'rivya? The makor of the hamshocha is sheves. That means you need a piriya v'rivya that should be able, that there should be a sheves with this piriya v'rivya. It does not necessarily mean that the hamshoch of the piriya v'rivya has to have the gedorim of mitzvahs piriya v'rivya. So therefore, Abaye held as follows. Abaye held the mitzvah piriya v'rivya is a zoch and a nekev. I did the mitzvah already. Now, if the nekev dies, I need a mamala mokim for her. In order that there should be a sheves, I need a mamala mokim. An oimed bim koima. And so that's called this a sheves to this piriya v'rivya. So if she has a daughter, so it's a mamala mokim. If she has a son, a kolshkein, that means in mamala mokim, that's a mamala mokim. A son is better than a daughter. I now there's no kibriyosi shaloylam. You don't have to be in the sheves, in the chelik sheves of mitzvah piriya v'rivya. You don't need biriyosi shaloylam. The etzem mitzvah needs b'riyosei shaloylam. I did that already. I was mekayim b'riyosei shaloylam. Now there's a t'nai in the mitzvah, but the mitzvah has to have amshochet. So I have to make sure that was born to me should be able to be nimshach. So it's nimshach b'kiyotzei boy or b'toiv mimenu. So if the daughter is a daughter, that's amshochet. The daughter is a son, avadigiv is amshochet. But if the son has a daughter, that's not a kiyotzei boy. Finished. That is what Abaye held. Rava is chaylik on Abaye. Rava said that the hamshoche of piriya v'rivya has to be equivalent to the mitzvah of piriya v'rivya. And just like by the mitzvah you need kibiryosei shaloylam, so by the Hamshoche, you'll also need Kibriyosei Shalom. So therefore, if you'll have two, according to Rav, if you'll have two Bonim, if you'll be left over with two Bonim, the Ben will leave over a Ben, and the Bas will leave over a Ben, you want Mekayim Piriya V'rivya, both of them died, let's say. And you're left over two grandsons. You want Mekayim Piriya V'rivya, because the Hamshoche is not Kibriyosei Shalom. But if the Ben will leave over a Bas, and the Bas will leave over a Ben, so you ended up with Kibriyosei Shalom. You don't have to shtel to the Ben that you had before. You have to start off with B'yasei Shalaylam, and you have to have a continuation with B'yasei Shalaylam. And it doesn't matter if the Ben will have a Bas, and the Bas will have a Ben. You ended up with B'yasei Shalaylam. That's all. That is the Machlekes Abaye V'Rove. That is how the Taz explains Pshat and Taisvis, and then the Machlekes. But the Kul Al Memiyis, but according to both of them, Trei Michad Lo, Trei Michad, but the Kul Al Mabein Labai Bein Larove, Trei Michad, Vasheni Meis Beloi Bonim. If you had two children, and one died without any children whatsoever, and the other one died but left over two children, Lekayim Azokim Pirivirivye, that means that's klal, that the tnai of Shabbos is that every child that was born has to be able to be nimshach. So if one child dies without children, so even though the other child left over two children, but this is only hamshach, this is not your period of Arivia. This is a hamshach of your period of Arivia. And your period didn't have hamshach because one child died without children. Frag the Gemara, Veloy, so you're telling me that two children from one child is not kima pibiribye? But omri le rabbonon le Rav Sheshev nosev itze v'oilet bni. Rav Sheshev had a daughter, and that's it. He didn't have a son. So they told him you should get married and have a son. V'omri lehu bnei brati bonai ninu. My daughter's children are my children. So I hear from them. So the Gemara answers, awesome the chuyika matchlo. He was matcha them. The Rav Sheshes I aker mi pirkei the Ravune. Rav Sheshes became an oker mi pirkei the Ravune. So Rav Sheshes bechlal was unable to have children. So he was taking part of the mitzvah. He didn't want to go into it. So he told them, he was matcha them. Let us see Rashi. Yake mi pirki da Ravune, sho yamarich bedroshov. The Ravune used to say, long shiurim, utzrichim lamei raglayim, umamidem atzmon, and they didn't want to miss the shiur, benekorim, kedesanye bebchoiris. So mamele, he became an orker, so that's he was potter from Piyah v'Rivya. The Meiri asks Akashe, fine. So als the mitzvah pirivivi was potter, it was an oker. But we heard before, Rav Nachman said, b'shem Shmuel, leitei ve'yoy sa'odam levadoi. So memela, so he should have married an isha als that. So the Miri says two terutzim. One terutz, the Miri says, could be since he was an oker, so was bottle mimena tavosoi, so it was not necessary, the inyan of an isha is, Latzilei mehiro, but since he was an oker, so bechlal the inyan of hero did not apply to him. And another teretz he says that Rav Sheshes was nafshei choshke b'toyre, so als hero bechlal there wasn't any problem. Zogte Gemara weiter. Omer le rabbe le rove bar mori, minoha milse da omer rabbonon, b'nei bonim areyem kebonim. And Rashi says, the Iker Shaila was, how do you know that a Ben Habas is equivalent to Kerein Kebonim? Ilaim midersi, because Lovanet said a Boni is Benoisai, Babonim Bonai. It's from a Mela, so that's Pshatais, so it's from his daughters, and it's called a Bonim Bonai, so we see a Ben Habas is called Benoi. It's also, you say, it's also, that means, whatever you have, you derive from me. That's what we say, not in Yichus, they have a dinner of my children. It says in the Posik, Chetzroin was married, the daughter of Mocher, who was Abigilot, Bateidun lo yeskuf, and she had the and Mocher, and Chetzrin had a son Skuf,
Ursiv mini mochir yordu mechaikikim. From mochir came out mechaikikim. Now mochir was from Shevet Menashe. Ursiv Yehuda mechaikikim. That mechaikikim comes out from Shevet Yehuda. So how could the posik say that mini mochir yordu mechaikikim if a mechaikik only comes out from Yehuda? No, akoch the teretz is that because the skuv came out from Chetzrim. And Chetzrim was from Shevet Yehuda. So we say now that Mocher had Mechaikikim. So we see Aben Abbas is also called Kibnoim. Let us see Rashi. Mino ha-Milsa abnei bitoi koi. The ben b'noi pshita lo. Mini Mocher yolde Mechaikikim. Le mitzino le meimed mi b'nei bono. It can't be from the sons of Mocher. So it's not shaykh that she come out from both of them. Now we hear in the Mishnah says that Leivatal Odom Mipiya Berivya Elim Kain Yesh Leibonim. Unless he is, but if he has Bonim, then he could be Mevatal from Piya Berivya. So the Gemara says that our Mishnah, the Lavke Rabbi Yeshua, the Sanya Rabbi Yeshua Ime, Nosa Odom Isha Biyaldusoi, Yisa Isha Biziknusoi, Hoyuloi bonim biyaldusoi, yiloi bonim biziknusoi, shenema baboike zra zarecho, vula erev altonach yodech. Ki eincho yoideya eze yikshe hazer eze, bimshneim ke echod toivim. Agav uche, the chidish of nosa odom, Isha biyaldusoi, yisa isha biziknusoi. That could be al shmuz din, the leiteve yis adam levadoi. That's a din. Al tamim batzmuchad yoy moisach. So mamele, the matzel min hiro and chet is that a person, that's the first thing. Hoyuloi bonim biyaldusoi, yiloi bonim biziknusoi. So the ben yoda wants to say, that be'emison, there's a maila of bonim biyaldusoi, and there's a maila of bonim biziknusoi. There's a maila of bonim biyaldusoi, that if he's young when he has the children, so he has a lot of koiches, so he can be mashkiach over the children, he can be metapel with the children, he can be mechanach the children, so we can more or less, al piteva, be ensured that the children will grow up to be elach eden. So how long is he going to live already? So memele, he's going to die, and the children will be left to yisaimim. What's the inyan to ketzayin shein lam roye? And number one and number two, he doesn't have so much koyach to be mashgiach over them. He's a zaken already. So that's a maila of nosa of hoyuloi bonim biyaldusoi. Bonim biyaldusoi is you have the maila of the chinuch and the gidol and the ashkocha of the yod. Leidach gise, he says, bonim biyaldusoi des achasorim, because b'shas the leidus habonim, he was in a matziv of cham gufoi, he was, then the taiva was shoylet over him, is memele, so the children that are born for someone who's not so noki mitaive. So memele, this roishim goes over to the children. Leidach gisa beziknusoi is niskarara taivosoi. He's more of a noki, he's more of a zach. So the children that will be born are born already a mezek toiv, the balmidis already. So memele, so each one is a maila nachasorim. As al kaponim, so the pasuk says that fakert ba boikiz ra zarecho v'leher baltanach yodecho k kein khoyde es ich sher azo izo bim shnem kach da min ich un az mailo na khaso may be both will be good da be ki ba im la ma toyre be yardusa yul may toyre be ziknusa
so here the karanayre asks ba khanere asks I mean, what the chiddush? I mean, a person is chayiv b'limud ha-toyre kol yomov. So what's the chiddush? Yilmad toyre b'ziknusoy. So the Kerneure wants to say that Chazal tell us, b'rosi yetzer ro, b'rosi toyre tavlin. There's the tavlin of keneged the yetzer ro is amelus b'toyre. So memele, so I would think the amelus b'toyre that is needed, that's dafke b'yaldusoy. It's he has a strong yetzer hara, so there you need the amelus b'toyre. B'ziknusoy already is koshal koichay shal yetzer. So memele, the amelus b'toyre you don't need anymore. You can learn easy things already. The amelus felt nicht ois. So therefore the Rabbi Kiva is saying no. As we mentioned before, pamim ba'atz mochad yoy ma'isach. So amela the amelus is needed the mizeknusay also. Hayu loy talmidim b'yardusa yu loy talmidim b'zeknusay. Shenema b'boikez ra'azaracha. Now, what is the chiddush over here? So the Ben Yoda wants to say that the chiddush is that there's a chilik between a young rabbi and a rabbi azokin. Each one has a mailah nechasorim. A young rabbi is koiches. He can give over, keep him a tapel with the talmidim. He can explain to them one time, two times, 10 times. He has koiches. So a mailah, he can be metapel with all of them. B'ziknusay, they don't understand him. He doesn't have koyach anymore to explain. Rapreid explained 400 times that you have to have koyach for that. He's old already. He doesn't have these koyaches. So memele, a rebbe b'yardusay hot amayle. B'idach is a rebbe b'yardusay doesn't know so much. He doesn't have so many ideas. So he's starting from scratch. A rebbe b'ziknusay, this is already... He's already b'ziknusoy, he's kona chochme, now everything is clear. For others say pshat, b'yaldusoy, he has the koyach ha-pilpul and the koyach ha-chidud. In b'ziknusoy, he has a svore yeshore. But it's a different, these different oifanim of limud, because there's different tchunis that one has b'yaldusoy, that one has b'ziknusoy. So Rabbi Kiva said, you should use out all these zmanim for limud ha-toyre. Omru shneim osa elef zugim tamidam hoyu loy l'Rabbi Kiva migeves ad antifres v'kulam meisu b'peik echad neish loy nogu kovid zeloze v'hoyu ho'ilam shomeim ad shebo Rabbi Kiva eitzo Rabbi Seinu shebedorim v'shono lahem duz amiridike shmoman d'oilam duz amiridike shikras ha'toyre. And till Rabbi Kiva went and started a new yeshiva b'ziknusay, Rabbi Seinu shebedorim, v'heim, heim hamidu teire. And the teire that we have came out from these talmidim. Heim, heim hamidu teire oisesho. Tona kulo meisu mi pesach v'ada tzeres, omar avchome barabe v'item rabchi barovin kulo meisu mi sero, mahi omar avnachmen askere. Rabaren zechen lovroche mishnes Rabaren asks Akasha. He says, why was it that the Talmidei Rabbi Kiva were deserving of such an einish? Doesn't say they were metzayer one the other. Leinogu kovid zelazeb. That means in the Indian of kovid they weren't bishleimus. It wasn't. Could have been an ashenaraif and so it's wrong. Wrong? Why were they deserving such a misa? Such for aleinagu kovid zelozeh, did he get such an einish? Rabaren says amoyre de kechidish. Rabaren says that Rabbi Kiva was the yisod of Torah shebalpeh, And the Meseiris of Teirish Shabal Peh had to go through his Talmidim to Klal Yisrael. These Talmidim, if Teirah will be Nimsar al-Yodom, Teirah will not be given over b'taharoso or b'nikiyuso or b'shleimuso. That means the Mekabalei ha-Teirah from Talmidei Rabbi Kiva will know this Teirah, but you don't have to be such a Balmidish. You don't have to be Mechabed, the other one. So Memele, so Teirah will be given over shalei b'taharoso, shalei b'shleimuso. The Rebbeinu Shlomo did not want that Torah should be given over in such a life, and because that is not the true Messiah's HaTorah. So therefore the Rebbeinu Shlomo was Mesalik them. And that's why this was the Zman Mipesach Vadatzeres, that's the Zman of Kabbalah's HaTorah, Fakert, and this Zman, Fakert was a Kitrig, because they have to be the Moisrei HaTorah, and they weren't Roy for that. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Masnisen, Diktani Elim Kain, Om Yeshla Yevotel, Deloy Krab Yeshua. La Erev, La Isik Nusa. Eze Yikshar, Eze Zer Yehogin, Virei Shemaim, Om Eskayim. Begeves an atrifes ben ayores alolo hayukulam. Shomeim she nishtakra teir, das am moire dike shikra sa teir. Zookte gemore weiter. Oma rab masne halochik rab Yeshua. Vi pasken like rab Yeshua. Dat po ere bar tonach yodecho. I'd like to learn for a few minutes. We had learned not clearly, the Gemara on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis. Now we'll see this Tula, this Samachlikis, Rashi and Taisvis, and it's Negeya, the Gemara we just learned now. The Gemara says, in the second Loshin, the Gemara asked that the Gemara was Medayik from the Mishnah, that Yesh Lei Bonim is Yibotel, So the Gemara asked Akashe, so that's a stira to Rav Nachman Amoshmu, that said Rav Nachman Amoshmu says a person should always have an Isha. So he answered as follows, Ein Lei Bonim, Noise Isha, Bas Bonim. Yesh Lei Bonim, so is Yibotel Me Isha, Bas Bonim, Noise Isha, the Lav Bas Bonim. Nafkemina Limker Seifer Teire Bishvil Bonim. And after me now will be Limker Sefer Bishvil Bon. Sefer Torah Bishvil Bon. Now let us see Rashi. Limker Sefer Torah. So Rashi says, Kidei Lisa Bas Bonim. The heter to sell a Sefer Torah is if you want to marry an Isha Bas Bonim. The Im Yesh Loi Bonim. What if he has Bonim? Loimker. Then he's not permitted to sell a Sefer Torah, Elo Yisa Akora Iskena. So, the Achreinim Amadaik from Rashi, that Rashi is saying as follows. That Rashi is saying, the heter to sell a Sefer Torah is for, to get a Bas Bonim. If I can only marry a Bas Bonim to selling a Sefer Torah, sell the Sefer Torah. What is, if I can't get a Bas Bonim, I can't get a Bas Bonim, and I have Bonim. She have no right to sell a Sefer Torah, so marry a Lav Bas Bonim. What will be if you can't marry a Lav Bas Bonim without selling a Sefer Torah? So then, Vaisdeis von Rashi, you do sell a Sefer Torah. Rashi says, klo like that. Limke Sefer Torah kedei lisa Bas Bonim. That means this halach, that you're mechuyev to sell, you're permitted to sell a Sefer Torah in order to marry a Bas Bonim. That's only if you don't have Bonim. If you do have Bonim, you're not permitted to sell a Sefer Torah for a Bas Bonim. So you can get away without selling a Sefer Torah by marrying a Lav Bas Bonim. If you can't marry a Lav Bas Bonim, I'll see you, but you're zich allowed to. But you're zich allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. Agavuche. This is the Tana of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah did not hold that the inyan of be'erev al tonach yodecho is enough of enough of machayim to be able to sell a sefer Torah. Zoktach the Rosh, aber after the Gemara says that halacha ki Rabbi Yeshua, so now one is permitted to sell a sefer Torah for the bonim of be'erev al tonach yodecho. That's also a chiyah. That's a chiyah also. So that is according to Rashi. Now let us see the Tosfos. The second teretz of Tosfos, the second teretz of Tosfos holds exactly like Rashi. Bo'id omari, the motzi l'meimah, da filu yesh loy bonim, loy la mitzvah lisa bas bonim. There's a mitzvah lisa bas bonim. Ela moide, the heiched, there's a mitzvah. Ela moide, heiched, the tzorch limker, sefer teure, bishvil bas bonim, given the yesh loy bonim lo yimke, meyache shemoytzi sheni bas bonim lo yitzarech limke. This says klar. If you can't, if you can get a ina bas bonim yitzarech limke, you shouldn't sell a sefer Torah. But al kaponim and la loch afilu, he is bonim if we pass kol et Rabbi Yeshua. This is according to Rashi in the second teretz of Tosfos. Now let us see the first mahalach in Tosfos. Naf kabina limke sefer Torah bishvil bonim. Kloima lahay milse nami nafkemino. There's another nafkemino that bishvil bonim you're permitted to sell a sefer Torah when you need bonim, but bishvil isha you're not permitted to sell a sefer Torah. And this is shitas haritve. The ritva holds that if you cannot get an isha, you need an isha. Al tzav nachman amishmul eloi toive yois adam levadoi. You can only get an isha if you sell a sefer Torah. So the first teretz of Tosfos and the Ritva, Muki Yosef hold, you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah. The whole heter of selling a sefer Torah is only letzorech bon. That is the machlokes, the two terutzim in Tosfos. That's how the Yashu Shakim explains it, and Rabbi Kiveger and Ibn Ezra also explains Tosfos this way. Let us go further. Omer Rabbi Tamchon, Omer Rabbi Chaniloi. Kol Odom she'ein loy ishe shori b'loy simche b'loy broche b'loy toive. B'loy simche d'chsi v'samachta ato uveisecho. That means when could it be v'samachta ato? If you have a veisecho, then you could have simche. B'loy broche d'chsi v'loniach broche el beisecho. The brach is only al beisech. B'loi toiva d'chsi b'loi toiv heyeis ha'odom levadoi. B'marova omri b'loi toire b'loi chayme. B'loi toire b'loi chayme b'loi toire d'chsi ha'im ein ezrosi bi. If I don't have my ezer, b'sushiya the toire is nitcha mimeni. Without a wife, so the toire is also nitcha. So Rashi says pshat, Rashi says, "Beisecho isha, ha'im in ezrosa be ishti d'chsi ve'ezek nekdoi miyat toshiya nitcha mimeni shetzorich lasik betzorchei beisoi." If he doesn't have a wife to do the tzorich habayis, v'talmudai mishtakach is v'talmudai mishtakach, toshiya nitcha mimeni. B'loi chayme d'chsi v'nekeva tesoivev govel. That an isha is a chayma around an ish, and Pasha Pshat is she's matziloi min achet, and that's the chayma. The Ein Elio wants to say, b'marove omru b'loi teire b'loi chayma. Without an isha is b'loy teire b'loy, that they said in Eretz Yisrael. Vices and Bobo, they didn't say this, but in Eretz Yisrael they said this. So he wants to say, it's a beautiful pshat. The Eliyahu wants to say as follows, that the Gemara says in Kedushin, there was a machlokes between the b'nei Bobo and the b'nei Eretz Yisrael. The b'nei Bobo said, yilmei teire v'achakach yisa isha. First learn teire and then get married. Why? Because if I'll marry first, Rechaim al Tzavori v'yasek b'ter, forget about it. So, Mamela, if you want to learn, first chaparayin, learn, and then you'll get married. And Bnei Eretz, Bamarov, they said, Yisa Isha V'achakach, Yisa Isha V'achakach Yilmei Torah. So Tosfos is mavar over there that the machlokes, the Bnei Bavel, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael was totally in one thing. The Bnei Bavel did not have panosim, and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael had panosim. So the mail is like this. So the Bnei Bavel, if it'll be Yisa Isha, then they have to be Isaac and panosim, so they won't be able to rechaim al tzavori be Yasek b'teire. So the mail is so the teire, there won't be any teire anymore. So the mail is, so you have to be ma'acher, the Yisa Isha, as the Lareich happened to learn. In Eretz Yisrael, they had panosim. They had panosim. There wasn't a daigus panosim. So therefore, there was a maile, Yisa Isha, so be yilmeid teire betare. The quality of the teire after Yisa Isha is a more pure quality. And ma'mele, so that's a teire betare. In that teire, ani choymer, the Gemara says, zu teire. So the Bnei Eretz Yisrael said as follows, that in Bemarove they said, shori beloi teire o beloi choymer. That means in Eretz Yisrael they could say this. In Bavel they couldn't say shori beloi teire, because after they got married they sicher didn't have teire, rechaim al tzvor v'yasik beteire. The Torah and the Chaim of Torah, Ani Chaim Azu Torah, was only in Eretz Yisrael. Because there they had Torah B'Tahara, so there was Eichet Lilmei Torah B'Tahara, and that Torah was the Chaim for them. That's how they know Yoh wants to say Pshat. Rove Baru Lo Omar Beloi Shalom. Dechsi V'yodato Ki Shalom Olecho Fakato Novcho Beloi Sechto. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, now we put down this posik, so the Gemara is going to bring down other droshes. Kol hayodeya beishtoi shehi yiras shemai. The person knows that his wife is a yirei shemai, ve'enoi poikto, nikra choyte shenema v'yodato kisholoim oholecho. Kisholoim oholecho. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Without Kishon Malecha, b'zman shesh choil ve'ino olay elishtei shnei meshuv lachem ba'alecha ve'ino ipoikto b'tashmish b'shas einoso Kishon Malecha shleima b'yirash shamay." So this Rashi is a very shvere Rashi. That the Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, "Kol ha'yedei be'ishtoi shehi yira shemai ve'enei poikto nikra chayte." That the Pesabazundar halacha an isha yira shemai ve'enei poikto. So Rashi says, "What says ve'enei poikto? Betashmish be'esai nasa." So the Yamshel Shloimeh Samrai doesn't understand. The mitzvah of Oine was not said to an Isha Yira Shemayim. This is a mitzvah, the Reis of Oine. This is a Shibud Mi Baal Ishtay of Oine. So what are you telling me? An Isha Yira Shemayim Veine Poikta Bi Oinoso. That's what he asks on Rashi. So the Marshal wants to say it could be that Rashi means as follows. That Be'emison, he's a Choyli. He's a Mikzas Choyli. So be'emeson he has a ptul. He has a ptul. Al tzchayli he has a ptul. Afal pikein, since she's a yirash shemayim, so fakert he shouldn't be soymech on this ptul, and he should be mizgaber, and he should be paiketa. And he brings a gemar in Sanhedrin, that David HaMelech said that b'shas chol yoy hoye David mekayem einosoy. So he says, because the wives of David Yirei Shemayim, so for killed. So that's a Pesabazundere. That means even though Meikiradin is Potter, Abel, Sisa Yirei Shemayim, Al Kaponim, Sekumtir. But he says, he would learn a different Pshat in the Gemara. The Raivet learned a different Pshat in the Gemara. The Raivet said, the two brings down the Raivet, and the Gemara is telling us a different Aloch in Gansim. The Ravid says, ki ha'oinais shekobu chachomim, this is man oina, which chazal wa keveya, poyelim, the tamile chachomim, there's different zmanim for different husbands who are involved in different asokim. Ha'oinesh shekavu chachomim al derech stam. So that was normal. They held that is sufficient for an isha. There's a shibud mi'abal le'isha. And these manim are sufficient. Ki omdu, they were mishayesh mispayeses pekach, that this is sufficient. Avol im roye shehim mivakeshes yoisa. But what if he notices that his wife is mivakeshes yoisa, al yidei hiskashtos, vihishtadlos, so memele, so then he's mechuyev to be moisev on the oinam. So now, Emerson, it's very good. If the wife is a yirei shamayim, so lemaise, so that what she's mevakeshes yoisa, so al kaponim, it's not because she's lo tacher taiva. No, pshatish, she needs it. This is her tzorech. So mele is mechuyev to be moisev. If she's not a yirei shamayim, so memele, so then he's not mechuyev to be moisev because of her retzoinus. That's how the Marshal learns pshat in this Gemara. Va'omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, chayiv odom lifkei des ishtoi b'shor sheyoytzi l'derech, nizo yoytzi l'derech, shenema v'yodata ki sholom olecha ufakata novcha v'loi sechto. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the Marshal says sholom olecha means that when he's going b'derech and he needs sholom, Alechem is tamit zepsanoyel aroy. You're going bederech, so if you want to make sure it's shalom ufakata novcho, should be poiked novcho. What does Rashi say? Bishosh yoytze lederech, mishum she misaveloi ba'oise sho yoysa. She's misave, so therefore he should be poiked when he's a yoytze lederech. So the Gemara asks, Mahochin nafke, mehosam nafke, ve'ishecht chukosech, milameid she'isha mishtaikekes abayla b'shoshe yoytze lederech. Omar Rav Yosef loy nitzacha ela somach levesto. That this pasuk is talking about somach levesto. Ve'kame omar rove oine. Pani mili ledvar reshus, abel ledvar mitzveh mitredi. Now we have here our machlokes harishonim. Let us the Baal see Rashi and Tosfos. Mishum mishvu sheyitzel ledach mishum mishum misaveloi ba'oisa isha yoisa. Then she's gebaldik misave. Chukoscho, it seems bishas pirud that mishas pirud the becomes a hisgabris ave. So memela then there's a chiyuv pkide mishum mishum misaveloi ba'oisa isha yoisa. Chukosech tavosech. Ochi gasinen loy nitzelcha ela somach levesto. Afal gav de omer rabonon chayev odom lifresh me ishtoi somach levesto. Telochik sheyoytzi lederech yifkedena. That means, so the way Rashi learns pshat, that the issa of somach levesto does not apply by yoytzi lederech. That's how Rashi learns pshat. And that's how the Mephoshim say, ufakata novcha v'loy sechto. That is not considered a chet. Don't think that it's a chet because it's ayna samach levet. Ayna, Rashi says, a megila lirais b'yoyim, asura kol ayoyim. A megila lirais b'layla, asura kol alayla. Even though there's such a din, samach levesto, am kaponim yetzel derech is mutav. Hanim yidachayel lepoikta, ki ozul advar reshus. Aber dvar mitzvah loy mishum de torit be mitzvah. So he's told the mitzvah, so he's potter from the schiv. Inami mitrit be tashmish vi yevotom im mitzvah fakert, that the tashmish will be matrit him and he won't be able to do the mitzvah. Let us see Taisvis. Chayim odom livke des ishtoi. Eime rabbeinu tam, the pkidu zu einoi tashmish. That doesn't mean tashmish, elok shoreitze lotzis bederech. When he wants to go bederech, im hu rochek mimeno, he's not with her. That means he was away from her, but now he's yoitze lederech. Now he's going on a derech, on a journey. Lo yeitze lederech, elo im kein yoshuv ela. Before he leaves on his journey, he has to go back to his house, even though it means traveling, whatever it is. She has to first come back to the house and be poiketa. But the pkid is oy betashmish if she's mutter, oy beshar dvorim. V'yedaber alibe, he has to come and speak with her, and be mefayis her before he goes l'derech. U'porich mehosam nafkelei, melamet sheyish mishtet kekes albaylev sheyitza l'derech, u'mistom ekivin shemisav aloi, if she's misav, yeshe l'poikto, da mechabed ishte olav akosov, oimer os tikre, u'mishani, omer av yosef le'nitzra elo le'ishtoi nide. Not so much less. Ish te nida. Och is in the bachalas form yishonim. Bochi perush. Vechad kro osa da afilu be ish te nida. Yesh loy le poikta. He has to go back. Pashmish he can't make. Chibuk venishik he can't make. But he has to go back. Vekama oino. And he has to be mevala with her as man oino. Not come in, knock on the door, goodbye, and I go and talk. He has to be mevala an oino. וכמה אינו אף הפי שעושה לשמש מכל מוקים שמחו ותיינגו לו היו הוא ורואי צלוציס בדרך ואוך ימרינם בריש הדור that is such an Indian of pious and תיינג to a wife of פול ואפשמש היושם בקילו שיש וישת ישנים שם all of a cause if a strange person is sleeping there is all because of Oime, Neshei, Ami, Tigrishun, Mibes, Tanu, Geho. V'omar, Rav Yosef, Osem, Bafilo, Ishto, Nido. So that's called Beis, Tanu, Geho, the privacy that they had. U'mah, she'igiyu, Bisform, Le'initzor, Le'somach, Le'vest, Einir, Eklal. The Igiyu came, Le'fisha, Reitzim, Le'forst, Le'pkida, Einir, Tashmish. But it's not true. U'bishvu is, but that's our God. The true pshat is, you have to be the afilish they needed is a chiev lepokta. Ubishvus mechich the samach levesta midereisim if zahartem as bnei Yisrael mitumasa. So there's a chiev dereis. Vaoy the mukila beyoytze ledvar harishus. Vim ken afilaman diom levesta is the rabbon and kem samach levesta nami the rabbonon. Aber mikomakim lomi yemuta beyoytze ledvar harishus. Zalkochach is a raya that does not mean tashmish. Tashmish is zicha also the oina somach levest, but it means a zachiyev pkide of stamazay to go and to be mafayasa and to speak with her. That is the chiyev.